Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're continuing our study here in Ezekiel. Judgment is coming to America. Ezekiel for our times, as well as a very good history. This book is as much applicable to America as it was to Israel in the time that Ezekiel lived. Oh yes, the weapons of warfare have changed. But famine will still have the same effect. And when people die, you know, they die by the sword. The sword is different. It may be nuclear. It may be bullets instead of stones or instead of staves or whatever. But the effect on the people is the same. Therefore, thus saith Adonai, Yahweh. And we're in Ezekiel 21, verse 24. Because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear. Yes, now they appear in everything that they do. They broadcast it on the television. Their chosen one, the one they chose to be the mouth of the beast, is going around the world telling them that, bribing them with money to engage in sodomy and make the practice, give the people a license to practice it, redefining words like marriage and polluting the entire earth with those blasphemous things that come out of his mouth. Perhaps he's just a puppet, but a willing puppet indeed. What men won't do to sell their soul for mammon. He said, because you're in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear. Because I say that you are come to remembrance, you shall be taken with the hand. And thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end. The king of Israel and all of his princes, yes, literally his sons, the day was coming, and their iniquity was going to end. Because they were all going to be slain. Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. Literally happened. Those that were high, the king and all of his princes, all of his sons were slain before his face, and they plucked his eye out. How's that for him that is exalted? Being brought low and abase him. And him that is low shall be exalted. Yes, Jeremiah was in a dungeon, in a hole in the ground in the middle of the city. And he was exalted. I will overturn it. And it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it. And thou, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach. Even say, thou, the sword is drawn for the slaughter, and it is furbished to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity unto thee, while they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain of the wicked, whose day is come, when their iniquity shall have an end. Shall I cause it to return again into its sheath? I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity, speaking to the Ammonites now. And I will pour out mine indignation upon thee. I will blow against thee in the fire of my wrath, and deliver thee into the hand of brutish men, and skillful to destroy, that thou shall be fuel for the fire, thy blood shall be in the midst of the land, and thou shalt be no more remembered, for I, Yahuwah, have spoken. Chapter 22 and verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord, the word of Yahuwah, came unto me, saying, now, son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Then say thou, thus saith Adonai Yahweh, the city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. All the idolaters in the land where I live, this is a word for them. They make idols against themselves to defile themselves. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself and thine idols which thou hast made. And thou cause thy days to draw near, and art come even into thy years. Therefore I have made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which are infamous and much vexed. Behold, the princes of Israel, every one were in thee to their power to shed blood. That means you went against them. They killed you. That's right. Locked you up in prison. Destroyed your life. Murdered your family. In thee have they set light by father and mother in the midst of thee. They have dealt by oppression with the stranger. In thee they have vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised my holy things and hast profaned my Sabbaths. In thee are men that carry tales to shed blood in thee. They eat upon the mountains in the midst of thee. They commit lewdness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. And one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another had lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in thee hath humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In thee they have taken gifts to shed blood, bribes. Thou hast taken usury and increase. Thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith Adonai Yahweh. Behold, therefore I have smitten my hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made, and at thy blood which has been in the midst of thee. Can thine heart endure, or can thy hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? I, Yahuwah, have spoken, and will do. I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. And thou shalt take thine inheritance in thyself in the sight of the heathen. And thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are brass and tin and iron and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of the silver. Therefore, thus saith Adonai, Yahweh, the Lord God, because you are all become dross, behold, therefore, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as they gather silver and brass. Now this is speaking of the siege that's coming, of course. As they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so I will gather you in mine anger and in my fury, and will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst thereof. And you shall know that I, Yahuwah, have poured out my fury upon you. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion, ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. Listen, America, there is a conspiracy of her, and I will say her prophets, yes, the false prophets. The counter-reformation eschatology of today is comparable to the false prophets of the time of the Messiah. It's comparable to the false prophets of the time of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And it says, like a roaring lion ravening the prey, there's a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof. People, oh yes, conspiracy theories? No, the Bible doesn't uphold that, does it? Well, apparently it does. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law. They have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Yes, there it is. The law was nailed to the cross. False prophets! That's what they're telling you. The law was nailed to the cross. They have put no difference between holy and profane. If the law is nailed to the cross and we're not under it, but we're under grace, as if grace was the opposite or diametrically opposed to the law, they're false prophets. They put no difference between the holy and the profane. If the law of God is dead, it's nailed to the cross and we don't have to obey it, then there's no difference between Passover and Easter. Take your pick. Just spin the wheel, you know. Flip a coin this year. See which we will do. There's no difference between that which is profane and that which is holy. That which the world celebrates and that which our Heavenly Father has given us for a feast day and a holy celebration. No difference between the holy and the profane. Her priests have violated my law. Pastors, teachers, hypocrites, hirelings working for the corporation of whatever image that they've set up so they can get their pay, so they can have their Socialist Security and their pension plans and their retirements and their health plans and their salary and all of the riches and adulation that come with that profession, that career choice. It's not that way in the King of Heaven. Forget not all of his benefits. When you take benefits from the beast, from the image of the beast, that's when you forget his benefits, when you break his commandments and you say you put no difference between the holy and the profane. And that's what they preach at the corporate church, because the corporate church is an arm of the image of state, and state-ism is idolatry. And they kind of had their feet on both sides. They're straddling the fence, but there is no lukewarm place. Remember what the Messiah said, be hot. Because if you aren't hot for me, if you're lukewarm, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. He said, well, you would be better off to be cold, to be all the way on the other side of the fence than to be lukewarm. Yeshua had no affection for hypocrites. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 26, and her priests, translated pastors, teachers, hypocrites, corporate preachers, televangelists, all working for their corporations, false prophets, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls and to get dishonest gain. That's all it's about. You know, they have all these elections every year and all these little governments and images they set up all over America. And every 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, whatever it is, people get up there and say, make me the mouth for dishonest gain. That's why they do it. Why else would you spend $10 million to get a $400,000 a year salary? Because you get to be rich and all of your friends get to be rich. You get rewarded for being a good mouth for the beast, for taking your orders, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, the man who's the mouth of the beast up there speaking great things and blaspheming and going around the world and bribing them to legislate for sodomy and all of the wicked and abominable things. He's the mouth of the beast. He's only taking orders from the beast and those who are driving the beast behind the scenes who really control it, which is the dragon, which gives the beast its power and great authority. But he's just as guilty because he's willing. And all those who go along with the beast and all those who worship the beast and its image and say, yeah, adultery's okay, not deserving of the death penalty. That's the commandment of Yahweh. That's the commandment of that Old Testament God. That's right. So adultery's okay. Sodomy's okay. You can do that too. We give you license. If your image gives you license to do it, must be okay. Kill your children before they're born, but just make sure you do it before they're born. If it's real fast after they're born, yeah, nobody notices. Kill them anyway. You have license from your image, from your state, from its laws to break the law of the Heavenly Father. Licentiousness. Her priests have violated my law. Her princes are like ravening wolves to get dishonest gain, and her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies. Yes, it happened in Jeremiah's time, Ezekiel's time. It happened in the time of Messiah, and it's happening today. They divine lies. They see vanity unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when Yahuwah hath not spoken it. He has not spoken it. Yeah, they'd say there's going to be a 7-year great tribulation rapture period and you're going to be whizzed out, raptured away before anything bad happens. But Yahweh has not spoken it. Doesn't quite line up with his word, but I know they can cast the spell. They can take the spelling of the scripture, the word of the Lord, God Almighty, and they can weave it and move the words around and shuffle it here and there and make it say whatever they want. And voila, you have counter-reformation eschatology. You have less left behind eschatology. You have a juxtaposed Daniel's 70th week. Why do you think the Heavenly Father said 70 weeks are determined? Because it was all to take place in 7-year periods of time, 490 years. If it wasn't 490 years, he would not have said it was 490 years. How explicit, how literal can you get? But people are so deceived and so duped that they allow these false prophets, diviners, to insert gaps wherever it's convenient and make up total fabrications out of their own mind. Her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar. That meaning the wall of prophecy that they're building to show you, the image that they're setting up of what prophecy is, the mortar doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold together because the foundation is bad. It's all going to crumble because it's not built on the foundation of his word. The mortar is faulty. They cheated. You know, it's like the wicked contractor who cheats by using a cheaper. He's going to use a post mix, you know, a fence post mix instead of a good concrete foundation mix because he's going to save a couple $1,000s. That's right. Untempered mortar. Her prophets have daubed with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, thus saith Adonai, Yahweh, When Yahweh hath not spoken it, the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery. They have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. I know exactly what he's saying, and many of you do too. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore I have poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith Yah, Adonai, Yahweh. Chapter 23 and verse 1. The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. And that's where we're going to pick up next time on Cross the Border. I'd like you to visit my website and subscribe there. You can watch all of my videos there, The Greatest Prophecy DVD, and if the Almighty, by His Holy Spirit, leads you, you could even find out how to send a donation there. And for a donation of $20, I will send you, or even $5, it doesn't matter, I'm just suggesting $20, I will send you the booklet, What Year Is It? Does Anybody Really Know? And this is a clear chronology, a clear lineage of time from the scripture itself, indisputable. So check it out for yourself, and I'll send you that. And My Greatest Prophecy DVD. So go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and find out how to do that. Or just subscribe there. You can watch all the chapters of the DVD and read What Year Is It? Does Anybody Really Know? For absolutely nothing. Freely I have received. Like I said, I sought His kingdom, and He provides everything for me. So freely I give. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pick up here when we get back. You're listening to Cross the Border. Don't go anywhere.